20. Clive loved being a carpenter, because at the end of the day he could stand back and see all the things he'd accomplished. There was physical evidence of progress. Even the grueling days ended well because he could see he'd gotten a lot done. For a guy who was never expected to do anything, the constant reminders were a good thing. So he was already in a good mood before he got home. He found parking with no problem, walked past the liquor store without a pause, and went home to his lovely wife. They'd talked about having a quiet night in, and they'd gotten the last disc of Middleman from Netflix. He opened the door to the apartment, called out to Debbie, and saw a man he didn't know sitting at their table. Veek was visiting with one of the new guys he'd seen a couple of times around the building. Clive liked Veek. They shared the same fascination with the oddities of the Kavach building. Plus, he got the sense she had a few demons of her own. He gave his lovely lady a kiss, shook hands with Nate, and joined them at the table. When they explained what they wanted to do, Clive squeezed Debbie's hand.
"I'm in," he told them. "And I think Nate's right. Let's start with the basics, measure everything we can."
"I still think we should try to get into the basement," said Veek.
"How, though?" asked Debbie. "We'd have to steal the keys or break the lock."
"We could pick the lock," said Veek.
Nate raised a doubting eyebrow. "You know how to do that?" She sighed.
"No."
Clive got up and went to his tool chest. It was a wooden case the size of a small dresser, built from 2x4s and plywood and mounted on heavy casters. The double doors held 4 large shelves in place. He'd built it himself after getting his first regular studio job. It was bright blue, and on the left door he'd meticulously painted a white sign covered with instructions for the police telephone inside. He pawed through the second drawer and pulled out 2 neon tape measures and then a large one like a reel.
"I think I've got everything we'd need."
Nate nodded and Veek made a sound of grudging agreement. "Do you want to be in charge of this?" asked Nate. "You've probably got the best idea how to do it." Clive stopped and felt himself shrink back from the idea of responsibility. Debbie met his eyes and gave him a reassuring nod.
"Are you sure?" he asked. "I don't want to step on your toes or anything."
Nate shook his head. "Don't worry about it. We'll meet up tomorrow and you can tell us all what we're doing." When Nate showed up the next morning, Clive had their plan of attack ready. He'd even drawn up a set of preliminary blueprints on a legal pad. They were ready to have measurements put in. The red-headed man gestured at the walls and patted the reel.
"We measure the outside of the building with the 100-footer. We do the back wall on this side so we're never near Oscar's apartment."
He tapped the inside of his diagram.
"We measure the distance from door to door everywhere we can. Then we measure inside the apartments from the door to the shared wall. That'll tell us how thick the inside walls are."
"We can do between you and Veek," said Nate, "and probably between me and Tim. Do you know who lives next door to Mandy?"
"That's Andrew," said Debbie. "He's a bit high and mighty, but I think he'll be okay."
"High and mighty?" Clive snorted.
"His faith is stronger, his church is better, his God can kick your God's ass. Just ask him, he'll be glad to give you the 2-hour lecture on how inferior you are."
Debbie tapped him gently on the head.
"Don't disrespect the man's beliefs."
"Sorry, hon."
Debbie looked at Nate.
"Where is Veek, anyway?"
"Sleeping in, I think," Nate said. "She told me she was going to be up all night doing final tweaks on her big bonus project. I figured we'd hold off waking her until we got started." Clive nodded and tapped the diagram.
"We can do the same measurements going across an apartment, across the hall, and across another apartment. If we can get 2 doors open across from each other, we can go from outside wall to outside wall. That'll give us the depths of all 4 of those walls."
"Sounds good," said Nate.
"Is 16 open? Veek said it gets left unlocked sometimes." "It might be," said Debbie. "I thought I saw them cleaning in there last week. They almost never lock it. Nobody's going to spend much time in there."
"We could do that as soon as she's up."
"Sounds great," said Clive. "We can do the outside right now and then start in here."
Nate and Clive snuck out to measure the building's walls. Then they measured Clive and Debbie's apartment. Clive ran his measuring tape across the hall while Nate checked 16 to see if it was open. The knob was stiff, but it turned and the door opened. It moved on its hinges like the door to a bank vault. "You want to wake up Veek?" he asked Debbie.
"We'll measure this and be ready for her in a couple minutes." "Done."
Clive recorded his hall measurement in a small notepad. The tape rewound with a metallic hiss.
Nate pushed open the door and they stepped into apartment 16. The wall between the kitchen and the main room had a huge opening, and the counters spread out there to form a table, like the counter at a diner. Against the far wall were two pillars, one in each corner. They flanked the wall the apartment shared with 14. The room was still. The air didn't move. There were none of the usual noises associated with an inhabited building. Nate wondered if the walls were soundproofed.
"Let's do this and get out of here," said Clive. "This room always gives me the willies."
"You been in here before?" He nodded.
"Right after we moved in, they left the door open. They just repainted it. Debbie wanted to see if any other apartments were as cool as ours. We didn't know about it then. What happened here?"
"Right," said Nate. He took one end of the tape and walked to the far wall. Clive walked the tape to the opposite wall.
"We were in here maybe 10-15 minutes, and it just started getting to us, you know? It's just wrong in here. Like there's a noise you don't register, or the temperature's off or something."
He jotted numbers down in his notebook and gestured for Nate to go between the pillars. Nate walked over, and the measuring tape chimed and rustled. He pressed his end against the wall, and his eyes went wide. "Whoa," he said. "Feel this." Clive scribbled numbers.
"What?"
"The wall's cold."
"Like Veek's place?"
"Colder." Nate put his hand against the painted plaster. "Maybe just a couple degrees over freezing. Check it out." Clive set his own palm against the wall.
"Okay," he said. "That's creepy."
"What do you think it means?"
"Whatever's next door is really cold. I got a better one for you. Why isn't it cooling this whole room?"
Nate blinked and pulled his hand off the wall. It warmed up immediately. He touched the wall with his fingertips and a chill shot through them. "Hey," Veek stood at the door dressed in red and blue sweats. She gave Nate a quick wave and then sent one at Clive. She looked around the apartment and yawned.
"Good morning," said Nate.
"Morning. You guys almost done in here?"
"All done except for measuring across the hallway," said Clive. "Let me go grab Debbie."
He ducked into the hall. Nate looked at Veek.
"How'd the project go?"
"Shitty," she said.
"But it does what it's supposed to, and they'll pay me for it."
"What's it supposed to do?"
"It writes none of your business on the screen in big letters."
Well, as long as you're getting paid for it." Her eyes roamed around the empty apartment.
"Anything neat in here?"
"You've never been in here before?" She shrugged.
"A couple of times, but maybe you spotted something I missed."
"Do you know about the wall?" He pointed at the surface between the two pillars.
"What about it?"
"Touch it." Veek walked to the wall and peered at it through her glasses. She set her fingers against the plaster and yanked them back.
"Wow.
Weird, huh?" She reached out again and pressed her hand against the wall.
"Yeah," she said. "I've probably been in here 4 or 5 times, and I never caught this."
She lifted her palm away and wiggled her fingers in the air, inches from the wall. Clive came back, his red-whiskered face split in a grin.
"Ready?"
"Oh, yeah," Nate said.
"Here," said Veek. "I'll walk it in, that way I can make a last check for what I left laying out."
She grabbed the end of the tape and walked across the hall into her apartment. Clive waved him toward the door.
"Stand in the hall and make sure no one walks into the tape or anything."
Nate stepped out and joined Debbie. She smiled, and they tried to look casual while they kept an eye out for Oscar.
"You good?" called Clive.
"Yep,"
Veek yelled back. He made another note in his little book and gave the tape a tug. Veek let it go, and he rolled it up with a little crank that folded out the side of the ring. He glanced around 16 and looked at Nate.
"Enough in here for one day."
"I agree." They headed out into the hall and pulled the door closed behind them.